B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
So Nicki Minaj has a good problem. Her man Kenneth, her new man, who used to be her old man, he's like, yo, you need to eat, baby. You need to get some thickness on you. She put a poll up, and I want to hear from you guys. 617-288-1969. This was on Twitter yesterday. She said, I have a real question. Take this poll, ladies. Should we be the weight we, capital W, capital E, want to be, or the weight our partner wants us to be? If your partner likes you thicker, should you take that into consideration? So, of course, that clearly it means that he wants her thicker. So this isn't one of those, like, you getting fat, you got to lose weight type of things. And, okay, so on that poll, last I checked, almost 80% of the women were like, F what Bae's talking about. Basically, like, do your own thing.
I don't have to do it because I'm on vote right now.
The options were...
Yeah, 76% that.
Yeah. So the options were, yes, I want to please Bae, F what Bae's talking about, or C, I try and compromise, which... You try and compromise. Pebbles, are you okay?
I'm good.
You need some water?
Continue. No.
Well, okay, can I just say, so then she followed that up too, because she said at the same time, because clearly she didn't like what the women were saying. She said, okay, but at the same time, when I tell my man to go to the gym and bulk up, he do what I say. Is there a double standard, y'all? Because y'all know we tell our men what to do all the time if that's what turns us on. That's the thing. That's why you try and compromise. You might not be able to get to exactly what they want, but you don't want to be the exact opposite. You kind of want to please your partner, you know?
Listen.
As long as, here we go.
My capital M, capital Y,
yeah,
body, mm-hmm, is not something that I compromise on.
Okay.
Absolutely not. What TV show we're going to watch, where we're going to dinner, how we going to raise the kids. We can compromise on those things. My body, we are not compromising on.
Why is
that? This is my thing. If I am at peace with my body, then you're going to have to be at peace with my body. And I am at peace. If you're at peace with your body, on the other hand, then I am happy for you. Be at peace.
If you could see Pebbles talking right now, like, I'm trying to comment and she's putting her hand up to let her finish.
I'm trying to stay calm.
Yeah, this isn't a bad thing though. This isn't like just like lose weight type of thing. But it doesn't matter.
It's about you changing your body for someone else.
Right.
Right. Whether it's up, down, whatever, it's like my body shouldn't be about what your preference is, because sometimes my body can't change to be that way.
Okay. Leroy?
What if it was something like, all right, you got your hair cut and she says, hey, you know, I kind of miss it when your hair was, you know, down to the middle of your back. Is that something that you would compromise on?
I told my wife she needs to keep her hair minimum shoulder length.
Listen, again... Because I remember I had this situation when I was in college. My boyfriend at the time, like, he likes long hair. And I was like, and I wanted to cut my hair short. Mm. And I cut it short. I'm not like, and it'll grow back. It was cute, but it grew back. And it was fine. You didn't leave me. I mean.
You don't see that as making it look like, I don't care what you think. I'm not even going to try for you.
But it's not about, I don't care what you think. It's just about, like. It's not your body. I mean, you don't see that part of it?
I do see that part of it. But also, if, you know, I want to be as attractive to my wife in all aspects.
Okay.
As possible. And that includes physical.
Okay. So, like, there could be, maybe it could be about, like, you like when I wear dresses or whatever. If it's something like that, but to change my actual physical body, like, I'm not doing that for you. If I decide I want to change for myself, that's my decision. And the same with, I mean, it's not, it's like you're asking me to do something to myself.
Right.
And, you know.
All right.
That's me. Hey.
Leroy, are you changing?
That's my opinion.
I'm changing. Okay, let me put it like this. I would never ask whoever I'm with or suggest it, But if someone, if whoever I'm with, just don't be obvious about it. Don't come up to me and like point at my stomach and start laughing. But if you hint at it, I'm going to catch the hint.
Yeah.
And straight up, I'm probably most likely, I'm going to go and start working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because.
But because you want to or because they want you to?
I'm going to be honest, yo. Sometimes it'll be because they want me to.
Okay.
I want them to impress them. I want them to like what they see.
Yeah, you want them to be like, looking like a snack, and I'm hungry.
Okay. Right.
I mean, but what do you think? 617-288-1969. Again, and let me just point out, this isn't a you're fat, lose weight type of thing. It goes in any direction. It's Nicki Minaj was asking, should we be the weight we want to be or the weight our partner wants us to be? That's a loaded question. I'm taking that part out of it. Basically, she's saying if your partner likes you thicker, should you take that into consideration? Or maybe if they want you a little more fit or whatever. Kara, go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, so first off, I totally agree with Pebbles. No woman should have to change her body. My fiance, who we've been together for 5 years, asked me at the beginning of the relationship if I'd like to get my lips injected and he'd pay for it. What? And when I questioned him further, so I was like, first of all, I'm very comfortable with how I look. And then he kind of backed off and it never came up ever again.
Why did he want your lips thicker? Like Kardashian? Like,
not quite sure, but my friend actually got her lips injected and he liked the way it looked.
I gotcha. Jasmine agrees with you also, Pebbles. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Yeah, I don't think any woman should ever change. Also for yourself, that's one thing, but for a man, absolutely not.
Okay, give us an example.
So for myself, I was dating this guy that asked me to lose some weight. He thought I was getting a little chunky. I actually purposely gained 10 pounds, and he didn't go anywhere.
Are you still with this guy? What? Gosh. What?
How? He's still around. Yeah, no, he's still around. 2.5 years later.
You still with him?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
She said, I have to
get her off the phone because her phone was terrible. Hi, Christina.
Oh, Lord.
Hi.
What do you think?
So I agree with Pebbles. I lost 50 pounds, and my husband said, I miss you being fat.
So then you gained the weight back?
Hell no. No.
She did what she wanted.
Yeah, my health is more important than gaining the weight back. So I lost 50, and he gained 30, and now he's trying to lose weight.
Gotcha. Everyone, Pebbles, everyone's on your side for this one. Gabriella.
Hey, so I think it just depends on why you're doing what you're doing. I lost like 35, 40 pounds last year. And my boyfriend and I have been together for 2.5 years. We did the diet together and everything. And obviously with summer, we're eating ice cream and I put on a little more weight. Not that it matters, but. And he was like, hey, like, babe, like, not that I care what you look like, but like, maybe we should get back into going to the gym and stuff just because I knew you were unhappy when you looked the way you did, and I don't want you to go back to that.
That's brilliant.
Well, do you think that's really what he meant, or he was just trying to throw it in there?
I really genuinely do, because I was bigger when we started dating. So it's not like he had me as, like, this skinny 120-pound girl. Like, he never had that, so I genuinely do. It was just because I was happier when I was smaller.
I just don't understand when people say, not that I care what you look like. You do care what the person looks like, because that's the first thing you get attracted to when you see them. No one looks across the room, sees the ugliest person in the room and goes, you know what? I'm going to give them a chance. See if I can hook up with them. You act like we're all animals. We're instinctual. We see something, we go, not bad, and then we see if we like the rest of it. That's how it is. Do we go to a car lot and go, that car looks like a complete piece of crap. That's the one I want to buy. No, that's not how it is.
What's the most important part? Is this thing going to last? Is it going to run?
Mac.
All right, so my issue is that too many women care more about what their girls think, their suggestions, and not about what their guys are not for you.
What?
But if the girl be like, let's go to the gym and knock off a couple of pounds, they're with that.
I see. Okay, let me translate, because Max said that. Max said that
in a very rude way. he said that seriously.
A little disrespectful. But I think what he was trying to say, Pebbles, was a lot of girls they'll kind of have, everyone has that, like, that one friend who's like, don't take that from your man or whatever. And they kind of lean and sway towards the pleasing her friend as opposed to pleasing her partner.
I don't think that it's about pleasing your friend. I think maybe it sounds more like it's a support thing where it's like, I'd rather go work out with my friends or whatever.
Gotcha. Yes, Leroy.
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Oh, nothing. I think he was on to something, like you said, Pebbles. He was a little bit rude with it. But I've seen it. Oh, girlfriend says to a girl, oh, you know, we need to go hit the gym. We need to do this. We got to get summer ready. Oh, it's okay then. But if I say something, I'm out of line. I don't know.
I hate those friends. I hate those single friends that say don't listen to him.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.